Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I saw this name pop up, and I immediately thought of you.
You said, hey, are you interested still?
You and were I banging said, who? The drum last year.
I was. Last year, the running back I wanted the Chiefs to sign was J.K. Dobbins. You know, having a nice year.
We don't have any assurances in the running back position right now, you know, that's still Pacheco and Hunt.
My answer is no, because they've created what I think is their room already, right? Like, if you would have told me they would have not signed Kareem Hunt or Elijah Mitchell and they would have signed J.K. Dobbins to go with Pacheco and then draft a running back, I would have loved that too. But the running back room is the running back room. Like, I don't think they're bringing anybody else in. It is what it is. I think J.K. Dobbins would have been a nice piece last year, would have provided some explosiveness. I think he could do the same this year. But the answer is no, only because I know what the room is the room, I think, at this point.
So I would be open to it, probably more than you, partially because I don't have any assurances in the room. Like, Kareem Hunt, I'll just be honest, I'm worried about his health because they ran his ass into the ground last year. To the point the reports out of the Chiefs camp were that he was so tired at the end, they were welcoming Pacheco back. Like, his legs were cooked. He's a running back in his 30s. And I'm not here to say that J.K. Dobbins is some picture of health. He made it a while last year before eventually he got hurt. But he still had juice. 195 carries, 905 yards, the 4.6 yards per carry. He is only 26 years old. This is why the Chargers have the first right to negotiate the contract with him and why a very rare thing, the restricted free agent stuff, ended up getting used on him. If he ends up on the street, as in you owe no compensatory stuff, if he's on the street in, this is what we're talking about, July, and you don't even owe a compensatory pick, it doesn't factor into the formula, it doesn't factor against the formula for you, do it. Welcome him in with open arms. What's three people?
Here's why.
He's more healthy, or he's as healthy as Elijah Mitchell.
I think the thing is, last year they brought him in for a visit. The same day they had him in for a visit, the same day they brought him for a visit, they signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember that? And I was bummed out. I wanted J.K. Dobbins. I think they
wanted more money.
And he had a nice year. And I wonder what's going to happen if he's going to go back to the Chargers or not, because they have Najee Harris and they just drafted Amarian Hampton. I mean, to me, no. Like, if you're J.K. Dobbins, why are you going to that running back room with Najee Harris and Amarian Hampton? I think J.K. Dobbins is going to go somewhere else, but I just wish they would have.
I mean, how many guys do they have in the room right now? Five? Six?
They have Hunt, Pacheco, Smith, Elijah Mitchell. Those are the four main names. And then you have Carson Steele and some undrafted guys.
I mean, you know how quickly you can just get rid of Elijah Mitchell and Smith? I mean, if you can upgrade. It's not going to cost you more than a few million bucks.
I want Dobbins in the running back room. I'm just saying they're not going to do it. There's they got too many guys in the room. By bringing back Kareem Hunt and signing Mitchell, those were their two free agent running back signings, as far as I'm concerned.
And unfortunately, they did it before. And I don't know if they just didn't think that J.K. was available, or they didn't want to look at Nick Chubb at all. Even though he posted that, I don't know if you guys saw that video where he was 2 foot jumping over hurdles all the way set to the max the other day. It was a pretty ridiculous video.
Is he a restricted Cody free agent? Is that what you said?
You said Dobbins.
Yes. Technically, he'll count against the compensatory formula, which means they'll have the first right to do it. He won't become like a full free agent until July.
Chubb's a free agent, though, isn't he? Chubb's full-fledged free agent, I think.
I mean, they drafted two running backs. I hope he's a damn free agent.
I think they cut
him. I saw him doing a squat that looked a lot more impressive than whatever you would rack up the other day.
Well, No kidding.
To your point, you're just saying, why not just bring in Chubb? Why not bring in... This goes back to the whole thing, like, I don't understand what the Chiefs are doing at running back. What was the rush on Kareem Hunt?
That's my thing.
Like, I just Elijah, like, why did they bring them into him? Chubb's on the street. Maybe Dobbs. Like, there are better available running backs on the street. Unless they are just 100% all the way in on Isaiah Pacheco and they think he's coming right back to old Isaiah Pacheco form. The moves actually don't make sense other than they're dirt cheap. Elijah Mitchell and Kareem Hunt are about as cheap as you can pay. You'd have to pay Chubb more. You'd have to pay Dobbins more. If you were to pay those guys in free agency, you'd have to pay, you'd have to pony up a little bit, not crazy money or anything, but a little bit more. This goes back to the whole thing. I don't understand this like rush to be like, well, we secured our running back room. And look, with Breshard Smith, I hope, I really do hope he turns into as good of a running back as Ashton Jeanty in the sixth. I can feel it in my bones. The hype machine is already out of control on him. It is April 30th, and somehow Breshard Smith, a seventh-round picks hype machine, is already too high.
Is he going to be
Are they saying he's going to start? Is that what they're...
He was listed as a top 50 draft pick in any draft pick that they liked in Matt Miller's comp.
But that's not that's not that crazy though. That's different than people when we're in St. Joe acting like he's going to be a 1200 yard rusher. That's, you know what I mean?
And I don't remember the exact numbers, but there are like two or three maybe running backs all time who've rushed for 1000 yards out of the seventh round.
Correct. Yes.
So unless you got Curtis Martin in this, like, I mean, and again, I'm not saying it's a 0% chance, but like we should face the reality that the likelihood of that is kind of low.
The Chiefs one time, fortunately, hit on a seventh round pick, and it was Isaiah Pacheco. And now, because they did it one time, everybody assumes that that's what Smith's going to be. And
I think he's a good pick.
That's best case scenario stuff.
The Curtis Martin, and I haven't heard Curtis Martin's name since like Madden 2005.
Yeah, it's not a name that comes up very
underrated often. Running back. Look at his stats. Go look at his stats. Unbelievable career, Curtis Martin. With the Jets.
How much more do you think Nick Chubb is going to sign for than Kareem Hunter Mitchell? I don't know.
Not much more?
Because and you're right, Cody. It can't be an injury thing.
Because Elijah Mitchell is one of the least healthy players on the planet.
Exactly. It can't be they're worried about the injuries of J.K. or Nick Chubb.
Pacheco's played. He'll now be into his year three. He's missed games in both seasons and missed a huge chunk of last year. Like, you know, Kareem Hunt's actually the healthy one of the group. He's the guy who's available down in and down out. I'm just worried about like his body grinding to a halt. He's 30 years old. Like, I mean, it's just like at running back, that might as well be 90. Like, I mean, that's getting to the tail end. There's a big difference between 26 and 30. And I'm not saying J.K. Dobbins is healthy. I'm just saying they have not valued health at the running back position. That's not been the marker of whether or not they're willing to get him.
It's way too early to say this will be the eventual path. Because remember, this happened because Pacheco got hurt. But, you know, because someone's like, oh, I can already see it now. By week seven, they're going to have to sign a running back off the street. I think that's being a little negative. Like, if Pacheco's healthy and Kareem Hunter healthy, right? You know what I mean? They're not going to be so bad in the running back room where they are going to need to go sign someone midseason. The only way they're signing somebody midseason is if there's multiple injuries to the running back room. You know where we're at on the running backs. Just thought they could have been more explosive in the running back room. I don't think it's an explosive running back room. I hope I'm wrong about that, but that's why.
Breshard Smith is their best chance of being an explosive running back room. And so they need him to kind of to get that role, they need him to pan out.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.